The children who were killed are all between 1 and 3 years old. Muhammad Bouasria, the acting country representative for UNICEF in Sudan, said nothing justifies attacking children. He urged all those involved to protect children at all times, which is part of the international humanitarian law and human rights law. UNICEF is calling on the government of Sudan to investigate the attack and hold the perpetrators of violence against children accountable. It also said hundreds of children and families in the area are in urgent need of medical and psychological support. Speaking via WhatsApp from Khartoum, UNAMID spokesman Ashraf Issa says he is deeply concerned about the continued attacks on peaceful protesters, villagers, and camps for internally displaced persons in parts of Darfur.
UNAMID condemned the loss of life and injuries and displacement resulting from the recent increase in attacks on civilians in some localities of North, South and West Darfur. The mission believes that the timing of these attacks is rather unfortunate.
Issa says UNAMID regrets that violent attacks are happening at a time when the government and armed groups are engaged in peace talks to restore stability in the Darfur region and the whole of Sudan. UNAMID has called on all stakeholders to enact measures that will prevent any further attacks and welcome Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok's recent announcement that the government would deploy a joint protection force to protect civilians in Darfur. Issa says he hopes the force is deployed immediately and that it is adequately equipped and trained to protect all Darfur residents.
The primary responsibility of protecting civilians lies with the sovereign state, the government of Sudan. UNAMID, wherever it is still operates, also conducts physical protection of civilians. As we responded to the incidents in Kutum and Fatabarno, where we have troops.
Issa says Darfur residents have endured far too much suffering and deserve to live in peaceful and tranquility without fear of being attacked under any circumstances.
Most of these attacks are carried out by unidentified armed men, and therefore we have called on the Sudan authority, the Sudanese authorities, to apprehend the perpetrators and bring them to justice.
Muhammad Al-Nair, an official in rebel leader Abdul Wahid's faction of Sudan Liberation Movement, also condemned the attacks on civilians in Darfur. Speaking to this program via WhatsApp from Kampala, Uganda, Al-Nair blames what he calls elements of former President Omar al-Bashir's administration in the transitional government who continue to support the Janjaweed militia in Darfur. Al-Nair is calling on the international aid agencies to intervene and rescue Darfur civilians.
These crimes are an extension of the crimes of Omar al-Bashir regime, displacing the indigenous people and domination their lands. The Khartoum government is unable to provide security in Darfur, therefore requires the intervention of the international community to protect civilians.
Local residents of Al-Janina town of West Darfur said earlier this week that more than 60 people were killed and nearly 60 others wounded in the attacks on Mestiri village in West Darfur on Sunday. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said the attack on Mestiri was the latest in a series of attacks reported over the last week in which entire villages were burned and markets and shops were looted. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.